Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So earlier today, you and I had the opportunity to catch up with Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com, also with Royals.com, to get to the breaking news of the day in Kansas City. Bubba Starling has officially been called up for the Kansas City Royals. He will make his major league debut tomorrow. Our first question to Jeffrey Flanagan is, why now for Bubba Starling?
When they possibly can move Billy Hamilton, you're not going to bring up a guy like Bubba and just have him sit on the bench. You're not really going to have Billy Hamilton sit on the bench either. They're still probably in negotiations with teams out there to try to move him. So I think they too. I just talked to Dayton a few minutes ago, and they really did want to honor the AAA All-Star assignment that he was given, and that was a big deal to him. And so, look, it's July, whatever it is, July 11th. We're 2 or 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. Let's push the envelope a little bit and do it now.
At this point, what do you think is a fair expectation from the fan base to expect from Bubba Starling?
I think pretty much what they expected from Nicky Lopez. There's a certain, as you guys know, you follow on Twitter too, there's a certain expectation that there's going to be a savior that's going to come up here, and I don't think that's it. Bubba has had, for the first time in his minor league career, a ton of success, and the Royals front office, their scouts, their development people are very excited for him. But to expect him to come up here and slaughter the ball, I don't think that will happen. But the one thing that they really love about Bubba, and they've always loved about him, is he plays tremendous defense. So he'll get an opportunity to play in the outfield. Dayton said he obviously can play all three outfield positions. So he'll be in some right. He'll play some center. He can at least do that at the big league level almost as well as anyone. The offense is probably going to be a little bit like Nicky, where it's a struggle at first, and then he kind of comes around later.
You follow this as closely as anybody. What's been the biggest hurdle for Bubba to get up here finally to the major leagues, and what change have you noticed from a guy who at one point in his career seemed like he could go in a completely different direction to kind of get him back on this major league path?
That's a good question. Before the 17 season in spring training, right before he got his first oblique injury, I thought I saw a different Bubba. I thought I saw a guy who was much more confident at the plate. Pitch selection was much better. And then really all of 18 was wasted with the oblique injuries. And he's had a ton of injuries through his career. But he came to the spring training this year and looked like a different guy. He really was solid offensively. We know the defense is there. He's got a really strong arm. He's been a really plus player offensively that I don't know if the Royals really expected he would turn into. Now, that's a small sample size. We're just talking about 3 months at Omaha, hitting over 300, 7 home runs, 38 RBIs, wherever it's been. And it's going to be a challenge for him when he gets up here. But he's 26. He's going to be 27 on August 3rd. Maybe some of that age helps a little bit in terms of, you know, just being able to handle life at this level. So I would encourage fans not to get, you know, too overhyped about his production offensively when he gets up here. But you never know. You just never know how players will respond.
Right now we're talking to Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com. The breaking news of the day, the Royals have called up Bubba Starling for his major league debut at Kauffman Stadium tomorrow. Sean asked you about short-term expectations. What are the long-term expectations? Is he a guy who can play every day for you in the outfield? Is he a guy that is maybe a utility fourth outfielder? Like, what now should expectations be for Bubba Starling moving forward?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Kerry. I think it's got to be an everyday guy. I mean, he was the number one draft pick. I mean, coming out of Kansas, he was so highly sought after, and people have made fun of that draft pick for years, but as a local team, you can't, like, not pick him. That's like not picking Albert Pujols, you know. I mean, he had such credentials coming out of high school. So I think he's at this point in time, they're looking at him as an everyday guy, but we'll see. I mean, the question I have too is, you know, now that Nicky Lopez is up here and Bubba's up here, and you know, Lovelady and Zimmer were up here, who's the next Twitter Royals fan attachment that has to get up here in the next 5 minutes? I don't know. I mean, it might be Cahill Lee, who's their next center fielder of the future. So we'll see. But, Bubba can be a productive guy. Like you mentioned, he could be a fourth outfielder, a fifth outfielder. But, I mean, right off the bat, if they're able to move Billy Hamilton, he will certainly take over the center field job.
You mentioned this is kind of, Jeffrey, the local kid making good. Obviously, Bubba played his high school sports at Gardner-Edgerton. What do you think the level of excitement is going to be from a fan base that needs something to get excited about at this point?
Well, from what we've seen on Twitter, it's going to be pretty huge, I think. I mean, it's going to be maybe even a little bit more than Nicky Lopez, because when Nicky got called up last month, I mean, there was a lot of outcry on Twitter about him getting here, and there's a lot of excitement when he did get here. And as you guys both know, he struggled the first few weeks out of the gate. And now he's kind of really settled in. I think we'll see the same thing out of Bubba. He might, you know, when pitchers don't know him the first week or two, he might, you know, have some success early on. But after that, he'll probably go through some struggles. But, look, the bottom line is he's a tremendous athlete, just a tremendous athlete. And you're going to see great defense out of him no matter what he does offensively.
Right now we're talking to Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com for a couple more minutes. So today you wrote a column regarding the Royals and the trade deadline. Let's just start with the basic question. What are your expectations as the Royals move into the trade deadline, which is now 2 weeks away?
Well, it's different this year, as you guys know. There's no waiver trade deadline, so everything's going to happen by July 31st or it won't happen. And there's plenty of guys with expiring contracts that they really need to move. You know, I think Homer Bailey would have some attractiveness to other teams. You know, his numbers don't really pop right now, but he's a guy that can still throw 94, 95 with a good splitter, knows how to pitch. I think he could help a contender as a lower rotation guy down the road. You got Billy Hamilton, obviously, somebody now that Bubba's up. They'll really try to move. Martin Maldonado will be another guy who's really picked it up offensively in the last few weeks. And, you know, former Gold Glove catcher, I think he'll have some value. Jake Diekman will have a little bit of value. His numbers don't really stand up to how good a pitcher I think he is. I mean, he's a guy who throws 97, 98 with a wipeout slider, but he just had some really bad outings that makes his numbers look bad. But other than that, you know, maybe Willie Peralta gets a little bit of interest. I don't know. But they definitely got some moves to make in the next 3 weeks.
If you're the Royals, is there anybody besides Adalberto Mondesi that you say, sorry, we're just not going to take the phone calls for?
I wouldn't take phone calls for him or Witt or Alex or, well, Alex is a 5'10 guy anyway. But, no, I wouldn't take phone calls for any of those guys. Those are, to me, Witt and Mondy, even though Witt's 30 years old, I think he's a foundation block for the future. And certainly Mondy is. That's a guy you want to build your whole team around.
That was Jeffrey Flanagan of MLB.com and Royals.com. Again, on the breaking news of the day that Bubba Starling has been called up and will make his major league debut tomorrow for your Kansas City Royals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.